all this confusion is causing them, isn't it?
I don't like it.
No, I don't know what we're gonna do about it, though.
Yeah, move, I guess.
Here to stay.
Yeah, it is. Louder and louder, all this talk about supersonic aircraft, supersonic passenger airplanes. Shoot, well, I don't care if I can get to New York in 2 hours. It'll still take me an hour and a half to get to the airport.
Did you enjoy it, the plane in the air?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought that was pleasant.
Oh, I just loved to fly. If I felt like I was able, I'd go to Denver about every month or so and see my daughter's family.
Or buy a little airplane and fly it.
I'd rather go on the commercial planes. I think these smaller planes are not so safe. Well, it strikes 5 minutes to 7.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit fast. I always keep my time a little fast.
Yeah, you'll never be late.
No, I've never late at an appointment in my life.
Huh. If you saw a man working out in the field and his shirt was just dripping wet, and somebody said, how did he get his shirt wet? What would you probably say?
From perspiration.
Or he did what?
Sweating, you mean sweating?
Uh-huh.
Sweating. I think we call it sweat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, women glow, men perspire, and horses sweat.
Uh-huh.
The old saw, I always sweat like a horse.
Yes. That's why my husband, he was healthy, so healthy, but he always bringing wet the sweat, everything he does.
I like that.
Yeah, then the air blows on you.
Yeah. Oh, what do you call that sore that has a hard center? Men sometimes get it in their neck, back around the
carbuncle.
Does this have a hard?
Carbuncle.
Uh-huh.
Or some people say bile, but on the back, I think it'd be carbuncle.
Uh-huh. What do you call a fluid in that?
Pus, I'd say.
And if a horse cut himself on a barbed wire fence, the place that he got cut, you'd say was a... You want to put some medicine on the...
The wound?
Uh-huh. Sometimes these don't heal too well and they get that old red...
Proud flesh.
Yeah.
Proud flesh.
How did you get rid of that?
Something you put on it, some kind of blue powder.
Mm-hmm.
You put on that proud flesh.
Just a regular commercial preparation.
Yes, but we have had barbed wire cuts are real bad about that, especially on their feet and hoofs. You know, not on their breast.
Uh-huh.
But if they get cut near the hoof, like so badly, get infected. Blue vitriol is what we put on our horses.
Mm-hmm. I've heard people put lye in there too.
Blue vitriol, that's something that's real strong.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't think lye would be something.
Yeah, that's copperas in water, I think.
Blue vitriol.
If you've been away and you come back to find that a friend is dead, what would you ask somebody to find out why he died?
What caused his death, I'd say.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say, well, what did he die of, or what did he die from, or?
Well, in our family, we didn't say, what did he die of? I've heard that expression, but
uh-huh.
We said, what was wrong with him, what caused
uh-huh.
his death.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard that people make that expression, what did he die
uh-huh.
of.
And,